Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to file an unemployment claim, please.
What's your Social Security number?
382-84-3399.
What's your first and last name?
Raymond Davis.
And your license number?
Alabama driver's license number 6597017.
What's your mother's maiden name?
You want her full maiden name or just her maiden
last name?
Jones.
And your date of birth?
October 3rd, 1964.
Who was your last employer, the one you're calling the file for?
Burkle and Company Contractors.
I see you already started on your application.
Yes, ma'am. It kept kicking me out. I'm not sure why.
If you put your mom's first and last name, that's why.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I apologize.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
White.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non.
Your gender?
Male.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
2 years of college.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your home address, please?
Yes, ma'am. 600 Hearthstone Drive, Hearthstone Drive.
City, zip code?
Odenville, 35120.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
What was your job title?
I am an operating engineer.
Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Well, I belong to a union, but my union hall is in Louisville, Kentucky, and I live in Birmingham, Alabama. I live in Odenville, Alabama. But what I do is I've been working for a company for the last 20 years. It's the same company. I just get laid off occasionally, and I have been off since the 18th of May. I thought I'd be back to work by now, but work is slow, they say.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$45 an hour.
Okay, 1 second. Computer's loading slow.
Yes, ma'am.
You said 35 miles, right?
30 miles, please. Or 35, it really doesn't. 5 miles doesn't make that much difference.
All right, and you said the lowest hourly wage, 45?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between January 1st, 2023 and December 31st, 2023?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I do. I travel on the road. I work a lot in Georgia. All the southern states I work in. And the last job I was on was in Clarksville, Tennessee. And that
What's
was
those states?
I honestly... I've been in Clarksville, Tennessee from February to May. Before that, I was in Tallahassee. Before that, I was in Savannah, Georgia. So I don't really have the dates. I just travel all the time.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit would be wonderful.
All right, this cannot be in a prepaid account such as Chime or Cash App. It has to be a traditional bank. Go ahead with your routing numbers.
Okay, which one is the routing number, the first or the second number?
It should be 9 digits.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 083-000-108.
One more time for confirmation.
083-000-108.
Account number?
It is 316-896-0703.
One more time for confirmation.
316-896-0703.
What's your employer phone number?
770-941-5100.
And what was your work location, city?
I work out of Austell, Georgia.
Spell that, sir, please.
A-U-S-T-E-L-L, Georgia.
Okay. And what was your start date?
It was the Monday following Thanksgiving in 2004.
November what now?
Nope, it was the Monday following Thanksgiving. I'm not sure what the exact date was, but I started in 2004, and I've worked with them all but maybe 6 months for the last 20 years.
Could you possibly look at the calendar and give me an estimated date, you think?
Sure. If you give me 1 second, I got to go find the calendar. Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's call it the 25th.
25th of November 2004?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the last day you work?
May 18th.
Why are you no longer working?
Pardon me?
Why are you no longer working?
Lack of work. They say it's election year, and there's just it's slow right now. But
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right, I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. Which of the following street addresses in Detroit have you ever lived at or been associated with? 14609 West Brook Street, 15064 Stout Street, 1524 Dragon Street, 20079 Keystone Street, or none of the above?
It's 1524 Dragoon. It's not Dragon, it's Dragoon. It has two O's in it.
All right. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 115 Lawson Road, 1919 Calumet, Calumet or something like that, Parkway, 5194 Camp Winnetoska Road.
That's it. Camp Winnetoska, 15194.
All right. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Blue Mountain College, Edgewood College, Life University, Piedmont Baptist College, or none of the above?
None of the above.
These are agreement terms. At the end, you can say I agree or yes. It's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I agree.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read or familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
I agree.
All right. I'm going to read you your closing statements, then you'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file or complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer letter begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down your transaction number and your PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Transaction number 489-805-805.
Okay. 805-805. Okay.
And your PIN number is 5507.
507. Okay. That's the one I said the last time.
All right. Any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am. I just needed to follow that. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. If there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great day. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.